Those of you who are familiar with the internet will probably have come across the global interactive encyclopedia called Wikipedia. It's written by volunteers, and anyone with an internet connection can contribute to it. It all started 5 years ago, and now there are almost 4 million articles in over 100 language versions, including a Czech one. Wikipedia has been both praised and criticized for its openness. On the one hand, it allows the content to be kept up to date, but critics say it lacks authority. In today's Czech Science, my guest is a young programmer, Petr Kadlec, who's one of the administrators of the Czech Wikipedia. I invited Petr to come into Radio Prague to talk about the Czech Wikipedia and also show me how its entries are created. First of all, I asked him when he first joined the Czech Wikipedia community.
It's been 2 years, I think, when I just one day looked at the English Wikipedia and I saw a link to the Czech version. I looked there and I saw it's quite fine, so I thought there is just one little mistake, so I'll correct the typo, and it started then, and since then I edit more and more.
And how big is the community and how does the hierarchy work?
Well, the Czech community is about, I think, 100 active users, and the new users just join by making their first edit, and when they are active long enough, they just get into the community.
And how did you become an administrator?
I don't know, a month after I registered as a user, when I was just given the rights of an administrator, which is no big deal, as it is said on Wikipedia. You just have some more rights than a normal user, but nothing really important. It's just that you can clean up some mess that vandals make.
Speaking of vandals, does it happen often that someone deliberately writes nonsense or inserts mistakes into the articles?
Well, it happens very often that someone just tests that he really can edit an article. So he writes some QWERTY, blah, 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 and saves the page and then goes away and nothing happens more than that. So this is easy. An administrator just deletes the page and it's plain simple. There are situations when someone tries to insert a mistake into the article in a misleading way, but it happily doesn't happen so often on the Czech Wikipedia.
Well, now we're sitting at a computer which is connected to the internet, and let's say I'd like to publish my own article about, say, Radio Prague. What do I do?
Well, at first you open the web page of Wikipedia, which is en.wikipedia.org. If we would use the Czech version, it would start with CS. We could use German version with DE, and we could use any other of about 100 language versions. Now the first thing you would like to do is to check if there is an article about the Radio Prague already on the Wikipedia. So into the search box you write some search terms, probably Radio Prague, and you click go. Well, you see no page with the title exists. You can create this article. So just you click the red link, create this article. And you see that on the English Wikipedia, anonymous users cannot create articles. So you have two possibilities. Either create an account, which is only two clicks and a few keystrokes, or use Czech Wikipedia.
So why don't we try the Czech version?
Well, we can. So we try the same, but on the Czech Wikipedia.
And the Czech name of Radio Prague is Radio Praha.
So we try to write Radio Praha into the search box. And you see, you can create this article by clicking the red link. And now an empty page with an empty edit box occurred. And you can just write the text of what you want to say to the masses. So let's say you just write some important information about Radio Prague.
Okay, we've just written that Radio Prague is a radio station, which is part of Czech radio. And now?
When you are finished writing your text, you click to the button Show Preview, which displays how the text will look like after you save it, so you can check if you made some mistakes or maybe fix the graphic design of the page when you write some longer article. And after you are completely finished, you just write a summary, which is useful for the history of the page, so other editors can check what you have changed, why did you change it maybe. And after you describe your changes, you click Save Page, and after a while, there it is. And this page is already on the Wikipedia, and in the exact instant, anybody in the world can look at this page and read what you have written.
And right now, is there somebody on the watch who can see that maybe we've written complete nonsense?
Yeah, of course. There are many users who are active at this moment because it's daytime, and many of them are looking at the recent changes page. We can look there too, which is a special page that lists all changes made into the Wikipedia in a few moments ago. And we see here that someone with our IP address has created a new article called Radio Praha. And if we would be some other user, we can check what is this new article and probably mark it for deletion or for some expansion, because in the few moments we were talking, someone has looked there and marked the page as very short, too short to stay there. And if no one would expand the article, then this page would be deleted after 7 days.
Well, we'll see what happens. And now, how many entries are there actually in the Czech Wikipedia?
Well, when we take a look at the main page, we see that now, with our article included, the Czech Wikipedia contains 30,355 articles, which is quite less than the English version, which, when we take a look at the English main page, contains 1,115,628 articles.
And do you think with only 10 million potential users of the Czech Wikipedia, what is the future? Does it have a future?
Well, of course I do think so. I wouldn't edit it otherwise. First, I must say that there are more than 10 million, because it is Czech Wikipedia for the Czech language, not for the Czech Republic. But, of course, I don't think we would ever have so many articles like the English version. But when you just wait a bit, there would be more articles, and even more articles, and even more articles. And even today, the Czech Wikipedia is a useful resource. Of course, there is much information missing there, but if the information is there, it is probably quite good information, because many people are working hard to keep the good information in and the nonsense out.
And do you think that the secret of the growth of the Wikipedia is that it's all voluntary, and that if it became, let's say, fully professionalized, that it would lose some of its momentum?
Yes, of course. The fact is that Wikipedia doesn't contain even advertisements. So when you write some article, you are doing your best. You know that no one does directly make money of it. But I think that the real secret is that it is quite addictive. You just try to edit a few times and you learn that it's nice when someone says, hey, that's a good article, I searched for some information about something and I found that on Wikipedia and that was fine. And this is the secret, I think, to spread the knowledge and to be able to do that without any special preparations. You don't have to have a university title or anything. You just sit, edit, click save, and there it is.